Good evening, everybody. Or I should say good morning, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Turning Up the Gospel with Independent Artists. Yes, Turning Up the Gospel with Independent Artists on the Orlando Presents Show. Yeah, we'll be with you from 10 to 11 o'clock today. And we hope that the music we play will bless you. First up, we have Robert Hawkins with Happy. If you're not happy, I bet you'll be happy by the time you get finished listening to this song. All right, let's go. God bless.
Jesus.
Oh yeah,
I found Jesus.
Well, so far we have heard from Mr. Robert Harkins and Happy, Stephanie Sanders with I Don't Know Why, and Mr. Joe Russell with I Found Jesus. It cracked me up when I see hearing people say I found Jesus, because he wasn't lost, but I know what you mean, you found Jesus. Now he's a part of your life, and that's good. I hope that you found Jesus too. But if not, stick around for the end of the broadcast and we'll give you some instructions on how to find Jesus. All right. Well, stick with us. And the next song you hear is by Divine Favor. Yes, Divine Favor. It's a cute little song, and it's called You Can.
Divine Favor featuring Good. Before I do that, a special shout out to the Godfather Go-Go, Mr. Chuck Brown himself. Rest in peace, Chuck, baby. Now, with that being said, Divine Good,
drop that beat.
Danger!
You can.
Eternal life it is, but it's death in the enemy, yeah, that's where it is. Enticing us with that money and all the lavishness. Yes, ain't nothing wrong with wealth, but we need spiritual help and think a little less of ourselves. Hey, because the last of it first to raise up from this old earth and walk into a new spiritual birth. A house divided can't stand, and I believe the Bible when it tells us through Jesus Christ, yes, we can.
You can do all things through Christ. Can you imagine this? A star fell from the sky, took the form of a man, and is predestined to die. Can you imagine this? The joy of this mother's love would hide him from the pain and the dangers he knows not of. Can you imagine this? Though his shades may turn to gray and the cold
This is a John Player double play, double play. Thank you.
another one.
Yeah, you pushed me down. You laughed, you said I wouldn't be nothing. My faith had died, lost in the midst of trying to be something. I'm getting better, no matter what. You won't get the best of me.
Let's tell them why. Trying to do it different.
Fear in my past is gone. Guess what? Yes, I've been forgiven.
Thank you, Father.
It's my time to choose.
I choose.
I choose you. It won't be the best of me.
It's not over. The story continues.
Now I've gathered myself, picking up all of my broken pieces.
I've been broken.
Can't go back where I've been, cause I'm changed. I'm living for another reason.
But I'm pressing toward
Look
the mark.
You wonder how you won't get the best of me.
This is why you won't get it.
I survived.
Cause
they didn't think I would make it. I survived. The pain, they thought that I couldn't take it. The pain they thought was great. Pushed me to my destiny. Keep believing in your dreams.
Can't stop.
Can't stop now.
Come on, gotta make it.
Come, Lord, assure me. Come, Lord, and cure me. I must praise him right now. Even though it seems like I'm losing, I'll still win, I'll still win, yeah. To the battle, I must praise him right now. 'Cause even though it seems like I'm losing, but I'll still win, I'll still win. I can't wait to the battle, 'cause I must praise him right.
Oh, present my body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable. Let my life.
Wow, what a powerful, powerful song. What a powerful, powerful song. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. What a powerful, powerful song. Now we're going to listen to another powerful song. This one is by Beverly Whiteside, and it's entitled Rain.
Oh, Thank you, God.
Stop. Can I get a witness?
Come on,
I'm getting stronger every day. 'Cause
Well, we've come to the end of today's broadcast on Orlando Presents. And again, I'm your host, Lady T, from Turning Up the Gospel with Lady T and Turning Up the Gospel with Indie Artists. Yay! So today we had a great program going on. We sure did. We played Diane Harvey, All Together, Robert Hawkins, Happy, Stephanie Sanders, I Don't Know Why, Joe Russell, I Found Jesus, Divine Favor, You Can, John Player, we played him twice, Can You Imagine, and I Survived. We also played Angela Brissett Martin from URIM7, Women at the Well. We also played Gregory D and Company, More Than a Conqueror. We played Dana Field, Simply Because, and we played Beverly Whiteside and Mary Wynn. Yeah, Mary Wynn was the last song we played. But remember earlier in the broadcast, we said that we were going to talk to you about finding Jesus, because we did play this song where the young man said, I found Jesus. That was Joe Russell. But we just want to talk to you today briefly about salvation. And most of us know from childhood, John 3:16, and I don't know if they're even teaching children these scriptures anymore, but the Gospel of John chapter 3 verse 16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life. And it says, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And one thing that I really want to go over in this scripture is, before we go any further, is that if you just read the chapter of the Gospel of John and chapter 3, you will see at the beginning of the scripture, Jesus was talking to a Pharisee named Nicodemus. And Nicodemus was a ruler of the Jews. And he came to Jesus by night and he said unto him, Rabbi, we know that you're a teacher come from God, for no one can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. And Jesus said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Amen. And he goes on to say, this is Jesus, he goes on to say, that which is born of flesh is flesh, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee, you must be born again. So Jesus made a reference to being born again three times before he goes on to say in verse 15, that whosoever believeth in him, talking about himself, should not perish but have eternal life. And we sometimes skip over these scriptures. We skip over them and we go straight to, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life. And that's a good place to start. That's great and everything. But what I want you to know, that Jesus made it that it was imperative that you must be born again. You must be born again. You must be. Jesus got baptized. He wants us to get baptized. You must be born again. But we must be born again in our spirit. No, we can't go back into our mother's womb and be born again. No, this is a faith thing. This is something that we have to do simply by believing on the Son of God. If you go to Romans 10, 9 and 10, it clearly tells us over there in Romans 10, 9 and 10. I'm turning to it right now. It says, for this is the word of promise. Oh, I'm sorry, I read the wrong one. That was the wrong one. That was Romans 9. But here he is. It says, chapter 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. But with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And this is the Apostle Paul who wrote this. And then he goes on to say in verse 11, for the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Shall not be ashamed, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. And verse 13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But see, this is something that we have to do by faith, something that we have to do by faith. And, you know, if you don't do it by faith, then it doesn't make any sense, okay? Faith causes you to believe what you don't see. You know, Hebrews says in chapter 11, verse 1, Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So we believe through faith. We believe, even though we have not seen Jesus Christ, even though we have not seen God the Father with our physical eyes, we believe through faith that God sent his son Jesus Christ into the world to save us from eternal damnation. He became the propitiation of our sins. And you might want to go and look that up, the propitiation of our sins. It is a long word, but it has a true meaning for our sins. Okay, because Jesus, the propitiation, he's becoming our substitute. He's assuming our obligations. Okay, he's assuming our obligations. He's taking on our sins upon himself. And to the finite mind, that might be like, oh man, I don't understand what she's saying. But if you will just go and do an in-depth study about propitiation and what Jesus Christ really did on the cross, you will get a great understanding of why it was so important for Jesus to say you must be born again. But I would encourage you to read Romans 12 verses 1 and 2, where Paul says, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And I want you to really concentrate on that. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. Well, I thank you so much for listening to this broadcast. I pray that it has blessed you and encouraged you. And I pray that you will tune in again same time next week on the same station. Thank you to Orlando. God bless you. And as you go through this week, may God continue to bless you in all that you put your hands to do. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. God bless. And have a wonderful, wonderful day.